Hello and welcome to Radically Distinct Radio. I'm your host, Jen Morgan. And today we're going to talk about how to turn things around when you've royally messed them up. I had a client call me the other day and he was really upset because he really likes this woman and she had been visiting him for a few days and it hadn't been going well. And he was very convinced that the reason that it wasn't going well was because he needs to have, he's afraid to be alone, and because his relationship, he needs therapy. I come back from shit. Hello and welcome to Radically Distinct Radio. I'm your host, Jen Morgan, coming to you from Soundcasting Network in Seattle's Westlake neighborhood in Studio 212. Today we're going to talk about how to turn things around when you've royally messed them up. Now, as I've been doing podcasting and radio hosting for a while, I have to tell you that I've messed up so many times. And I have stumbled on my words and said things that I didn't mean to say. I've done this many different ways. And so I'm sure that you listening at home have had times as well where you've got yourself in a situation where you didn't just mess it up a little bit. You just continued to keep messing it up and you didn't know how to turn things around. So that's what we're going to talk about today. The other day, one of my clients called me and he was very upset because he had a woman visiting him from out of town. She had been there for a few days and it was going very, very bad, very bad. And he was convinced that the reason that it was going bad was because he is good at the beginnings of relationships, but the day to day, he just sabotages himself. And probably what he really needs to do is just to not date and like go immediately into therapy. And he had this really long story about how he was not fit to be in a relationship. And that is why it is going awful. So I have had experiences in my life where, for example, when I was in improv, when I first started out, I had this assumption that I should be great all the time. I should be amazing at improv right from the beginning. Because why? Because I'm Jen Morgan and I'm great, I guess. I'm not sure. However, it wasn't like that at all. I was really scared. I was very nervous about it. I would forget who I was when I would stand on the stage. And then I would come down after doing an exercise in front of the class and the teacher would talk to me, but I couldn't hear a word he was saying because I was kicking the crap out of myself. And what I found was that it wasn't just in improv that I was doing that. I was doing that in a lot of situations that were out of my comfort zone. And so I think that what happens is when we get ourselves out of our comfort zone, we're not familiar because it's not our comfort zone. And so that's when our self-talk happens. The self-talk that's trying to get us to continue to move forward or is trying to take us out of the picture. And the more we want something, the more that self-talk can get just to the point where it's like, you can't have this. There's no way you can have this. And so the first thing that you have to do to turn a situation around is to get a handle on your self-talk. First of all, you got to recognize that it's happening, and it's usually somewhat negative because the situation that you're in isn't going the way you intend. And so the reasoning in your brain is starting to tell you why it's not going the way that it should go. But that's just some story that you have in your head. So in order to turn the situation around, what you got to do is change your state or change the way you're behaving. That energy, that energetic mode, you got to change that. And that change comes from the way that you talk to yourself first. So back to my client's story. I said, you know what? So I think what's happened here is that this person's visiting you. They've been here for a few days and that's intense, right? You've gone from a long distance relationship to a full-time living situation. And that's intense for anybody. You know, you want to make sure you're probably a good host and a good guy. You want to make sure she's having a good time and she's taken care of. And you also are working and you've got all these other things going on. So it's an intense experience that you're in. So maybe it's not that you are going to sabotage the relationship, but just that it's an extreme situation. So maybe you're just going to have to give yourself a little bit of a break. And he says, well, yeah, that's true. But I started to get nervous that she wasn't okay. So I started asking her if she wasn't okay. And then I wouldn't let it go. She said she was fine. And I just kept like, are you sure you're okay? Are you sure you're okay? And I myself have been in situations where guys are just like really trying way too hard and it becomes very, very needy. And so I said that to him and he said, yes, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm coming across really, really needy and I do not know how to change it. And I tried apologizing, and the more I apologize, the more it's bad and the more that it's, you know. So here is what I said to him, and here's what you need to do. First of all, you got to get a hold of your self-talk. You got to realize how you're talking to yourself and how that's going to cause you to just keep creating the same disaster, okay? You got to change the way you're talking to yourself. So me in this conversation with my client is how he's changing his self-talk, right? I'm going to get a new conversation for the situation that he's in. The second thing that you have to do is you have to stop focusing on yourself. When you focus on yourself, a lot of things happen. One, you're no longer connected with another person. You're probably getting really nervous. You have all of these things that you think are supposed to be happening, and then you just keep creating this like strange story in your head, and what's happening is the other person is basically over there by themselves. In sales, for example, you really don't want to spend a whole bunch of time pounding people with features and benefits and things like that. What you want to do is you want to learn about them. You want to figure out why they're in the situation in the first place. Who are they? What's connected the two of you? What's going to make, you know, for example, this particular client, he's a very talkative person. When he has problems in his life, he has a very specific group of people that he talks to work things out. So if I was him, and which I told him, if I was him, I would want to know, how does she work out problems? How, you know, what are things that she does? Because he has a really funny story that he can talk about, you know, when that would be appropriate. So the first thing you got to do, change the way you talk to yourself. And the second thing you need to do is to start focusing on the other person. Start to make it be a conversation by, what do you want to learn about this other person? So if you're in a situation, maybe it's at work, and you've done a presentation and it's gone really badly, and you're trying to figure out how to change the situation and get people listening to it again, instead of continuing to talk and continuing to do things, what you need to do is ask questions. Ask people questions. What did they hear? What did they understand? You may be surprised to find out that they heard a lot more than you realize. You also may find out that they really weren't paying attention because they've got a whole bunch of other things on their mind, and maybe although you think you messed up, they really didn't notice. So there's a lot of things that can happen by asking questions. And so the biggest point that I want you to get to, though, is that whenever you've messed something up, it can be changed by changing your state. And to do that, you first got to get a handle on the way that you talk to yourself. And then you secondly, just start focusing on the other people. So back to my client, you know, I said to him, you know, I think if you start focusing a little bit more on her and what it is that you can learn about her, and start to think if this person is a good person for you, instead of assuming that she is the right person for you, you might start having more fun together, you know, because you'll start to get to know each other. And he says, I just really want to impress her. And see, that's really at the root of the problem for how we all mess it up, is that we really want people to like us. We want to impress people. We want them to think that we're amazing. And while all of those things are great and they feel great when people do it, it's not how you get those, that accolades, right? How you get those accolades are by making other people feel good about themselves. So how do you get someone to turn a situation around when you feel like you royally messed it up? You got to stop making it be about you and make it be about the other people in the room. Doesn't matter if it's your personal situation or if it's a business situation. All right. So this is Jen Morgan on Radically Distinct Radio. And if you like today's show, send me an email, j@jenmorgan.com. If you like the show, please rate and review us on iTunes. And if you aren't already, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Radically Distinct. And you can tweet with me on Twitter at Jen Morgan Brands. And until next time, my name is Jen Morgan, empowering you to be radically distinct.